Blog Talk Radio.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hello there. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on a late Friday night. Not only on a late Friday night, but on Friday, March the 11th. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be Truth. And thank you for tuning in. The big news here in Jackson, Mississippi, is that it was 75 degrees earlier, literally a few hours ago. And now we are experiencing rain and snow. Yes, it was 75 degrees earlier, and when we wake up in the morning, it would be very cold with a high of 44 and then back warm on Sunday. So we that's how we're experiencing the first night of spring break. And my friends and family in Dallas, oh, they're experiencing a wintry advisory, winter storm advisory also. So it's all kind of crazy weather happening all around the country, and beautiful weather too, right, for spring break. So happy spring break also for those of you that are okay. I called in from my headset right here in the studio, and for some reason it dropped right when I was talking about the weather that we're experiencing here, and happy spring break to everyone that's celebrating. Definitely sending out love to our country, our leaders, our president, and to Ukraine. Praying for NATO, praying for the Ukrainians, praying for President Putin to have a change of heart regarding this war, and praying, you know, of course, praying for Jackson as we and other cities and rural area towns experience an influx of crime, violent crimes and homicides, praying for that, and for COVID cases to continue to decrease. And there's speaking of COVID, which the topic is mental health and COVID-19, there is a new variant, Deltacron, that they have been watching pretty much since the medical professionals have been watching since fall. So they're watching it. It's Deltacron. I mean, some of you might have heard of it, but there's another variant that, you know, being carefully watched. But I believe that they believe that it will not be we'll get out of hand. We'll get out of hand or anything. So I thought the call was dropping again, but it's not. So this is the beginning of a four-part series regarding mental health. Michael had mentioned that a few months ago, that we should talk about mental health and veterans and pretty much what we talk about, been talking about since December, has been very important for regarding our self-care inside and out. And I'm looking forward for mental care, mental health experts to come on the show along with many other experts. And Sunday, Michael's one of his very close friends, the one that he talks about and usually attends his exercise sessions on Friday nights, Josh Huff Edall will be a guest on Sunday. And Michael's birthday is next Sunday, the first day of spring. And there are so many birthdays. So sending our happy birthdays to all the March babies. I have my cousin William. Okay, I don't know. Maybe the weather has something to do with the delivery of tonight's program, because usually when I call directly, connect directly from the studio, there are no problems with the sound, no problems with anything, and that's what I'm doing right now. But we are dealing with an snow, rain, icy weather right now, but so I don't know, maybe it's affecting, because usually when I do call directly, no problem with that. So definitely sending our prayers. Oh, as I was mentioning, for America also in the rest of the world, Ukraine, because we must not forget what we deal with in our own worlds, in our own neighborhoods, in our own cities, in regards to good things and the not so good things, the things that we work with as citizens of America and working with government. And those of you that are in government, we send our prayers. It's midterm election time. Many elections are being kicked off, have kicked off. Primaries are in June, for those of you that don't realize it. June the 7th, and then we have elections in November. So for those of you that didn't realize that, that's what's going on, June 7th, and maybe other dates in your community, but June 7th, and then in November, because I don't know, with special runoffs and stuff like that, you all have, your own other dates, for those that might, where you might have special runoffs and so on, but yes, dealing with COVID, cases are decreasing, but we still must remember that we have a shortage of medical professionals and nurses, and so it's important for us to pray for that. And so if cases are lowering, hopefully now hospitals can be able to accommodate non-COVID patients also. But getting back into group and just dealing with, to me, having to do all that extra stuff, just out of the blue a couple years ago, wearing masks, for instance, and it was so different to have to wear a mask. It shouldn't have been different for us in maintaining our cleanliness, washing our hands and sanitizing. Most of us just needed to upgrade. But wearing masks and all of that, that was totally new. But the definition of mental health is a state of well-being in which the individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to his or her community. And According to the World Health Organization, mental health includes objective well-being, perceived self-efficacy, autonomy, competence, intergenerational dependence, and self-actualization of one's intellectual and emotional potential, among others. For the perspectives of positive psychology or holism, mental health may include an individual's ability to enjoy life and to create a balance between life activities and efforts. Cultural differences, subjective assessments, and competing professional theories all affect how one defines mental health. Some early signs related to mental health problems are sleep irritation, lack of energy, and thinking of harming yourself or others. I was disrupted when I mentioned that on Sunday to discuss his business, the Transformative Collection. And I've been studying it, and I have been waiting for him to, he and his partner to introduce their online class, yoga class. The promo will be up right after this. But one thing that he mentions on his Facebook page is that it's about not just looking in the window. And that's something that I have been talking about. I've been looking in the window, like looking in the mirror, I mean, as Michael Jackson sang, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. It goes much deeper. His exercise programs, they're very deep. It's not about just exercising, because in some cases, some of us can be doing our exercises wrong, not in the effective manner that they should be done. And he stresses also that it goes a lot deeper than what we see in the mirror as the reflection. Many of our needs dwell deeper in our inner being. And so it's all about a connection of really effectively exercising and getting the results that we really, really need. Not just from the outside, but internally. So definitely looking forward to speaking with him. And again, the promo will be up within 30 minutes after this episode ends. Myths and facts. Regarding mental health, and this is at mentalhealth.gov. The question is asked, can you tell the difference between a mental health myth and fact? Learn the truth about most common mental health problems affect everyone. Myth, mental health problems don't affect me. Fact, mental health problems are actually very common. In 2020, about 1 in 5 American adults experienced a mental health issue. 1 in 6 young people experience a major depressive episode. 1 in 20 Americans live with serious mental illness, such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or major depression. Suicide is a leading cause of death in the United States. In fact, it was the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 24. It accounted for the loss of more than 45,999 American lives in 2020, nearly double the number of lives lost to homicide. So talking about homicides, suicides double the number of lives lost to homicide. Myth, children don't experience mental health problems. I'm friends with a lovely couple that I met the Mississippi music video coordinator for Crossroad Film Festival 2017 and 2018, Mr. Ormond White, who's an awesome singer, producer, caterer, and his wife, is awesome in financial work, and she is a social worker with her own office, own a therapy office, and located Highland Village here in Jackson, Mississippi. One thing I like about her office is she offers services to help kids. So it goes on to say that even very young children may show early warning signs of mental health concerns. These mental health problems are often clinically diagnosable and can be a product of the interaction of biological, psychological, and social factors. Half of mental health disorders show first signs before a person turns 14 years old, and 3/4 of mental health disorders begin before age 24. Unfortunately, only half of children and adolescents with diagnosable mental health problems receive the treatment they need. Early mental health support can help a child before problems interfere with other developmental needs. Myth: people with mental health problems are violent and unpredictable. The vast majority of people with mental health problems are no more likely to be violent than anyone else, but people with mental illnesses are not violent, and only 3 to 5% of violent acts can be attributed to the individuals living with a serious mental illness. In fact, people with severe mental illnesses are over 10 times more likely to be victims of violent crimes than the general population. You probably know someone with a mental health problem and don't even realize it, because many people with mental health problems are highly active and productive members of our communities. I know many of people who that are bipolar and dealing with other issues, depression, and not just being sad, but people with mental health needs. Even those who are managing their mental illness cannot tolerate the stress of holding down a job. People with mental health problems are just as productive as other employees. Employees who hire people with mental health problems report good attendance and punctuality, as well as motivation, good work, and job tenure on par with or greater than other employees. When employees with mental health problems receive treatment, it can result in lower total medical costs, increased productivity, lower absenteeism, decreased disability costs. Another myth is personality weakness or character flaws cause mental health problems. People with mental health problems can snap out of it if they try hard enough. Mental health problems have nothing to do with being lazy or weak, and many people need help to get better. Many factors contribute to mental health problems, including biological factors such as genes, physical illness, injury, or brain chemistry. Life factors such as trauma or history of abuse. Family history of mental health problems. People with mental health problems can get better, and many recover completely. Helping individuals with mental health problems. There is no hope for people with mental health problems. Once a friend or family member develops mental health problems, he or she would never recover. Study shows that people with mental health problems get better, and many recover completely. Recovery refers to the process in which people are able to live, work, learn, and participate fully in their communities. There are more treatment services and community support systems than ever before, and they work. Therapy and self-help are a waste of time. Why bother when you can just take a pill? Treatment for mental health problems varies on the individual and can include medication, therapy, or both. Many individuals work with a support system during the healing and recovery process. Like, for instance, my friend that was recently missing, and I have other friends that are part of NAMI here in Mississippi. It's called NAMI Mississippi. And, you know, that is a nonprofit organization that's amazing and help people, and also people can volunteer for NAMI. Mississippi, I know Ruby Jackson's daughter, Yashi Brown, she's a big proponent and work with NAMI, you know, Austin Brown's sister. And I have friends that participate in their 5Ks and do work. I think they did something here yesterday. Not only quite a few organizations did something here yesterday at the our state capitol, but if I'm not mistaken, Naming Mississippi had an online event that I missed. Had an online event of them at the Mississippi State Capitol on yesterday. Therapy and self-help are a waste of time. Why bother? You can just take a pill. Treatment for mental health problems varies depending on the individual and could include medication, therapy, or both. Many individuals work with a support system during the healing and recovery system. I can't do anything for a person with mental health problems. Friends and loved ones can make a difference. In 2020, when COVID appeared, only 20% of adults received any mental health treatment in the past year. And really, many insurances. My friend has just opened her office. You know, she accepts most of the insurance plans out there. If you check out your insurance will cover costs for sections. Even when I, you know, it will cover your costs. Some of us might not know that, might think that, oh, it's just for our doctors and dentists and, but you know, and because I'm realizing my insurance covers chiropractors and a lot of other doctors. So many insurance plans cover that. And so it's good to check out what your insurance can cover out. And then you have your local NAMI office and other offices similar. And you can always ask your doctor if you have insurance or not. Ask your doctor if there's someone that you can talk with for therapy or someone for counseling. Friends and family can be important for us to help someone get the treatment and services they need by reaching out and letting them know you are available to help. Helping them assess mental health services. Learning and sharing facts about mental health, especially if you hear something that isn't true. Treating them with respect, such as you would anyone else, refusing to define them by their diagnosis, or using labels such as crazy instead of using person first language. Terry and I, we do have a friend named Crazy. My friend, James Warren, his son, James Warren Jr., his nickname for real is Crazy. He's like, just call me Crazy because I am crazy. he's hilarious. He's a filmmaker too, and security at one of our newest hot restaurants here in Jackson called Trio Eatery that I haven't been to yet. Prevention doesn't work. It is possible to prevent mental illness. Prevention focuses on addressing known risk factors such as exposure to trauma that can affect the chances that children, youth, and young adults will develop mental health problems, promoting social, emotional, we talk about social, economic, social, emotional well-being of children and youth leads to higher overall productivity, better educational outcomes, lower crime rates, stronger economies, lower healthcare costs, improved quality of life, and increased lifespan and improved family life. Yes, I'm not, excuse me, kids, I'm not sure. Or I counsel people ordinance to hold parents accountable for when their kids get in trouble, past or not. There's been so much going on regarding our trash pickup, and I don't know. Reporters didn't even mention anything else, but the big talk. Very important talk about our trash, but I had been looking and waiting to see what happened with the ordinance also. So maybe it didn't make the agenda. Maybe they'll vote on it at the next City Hall council meeting. I want to make sure you all can still hear me. Yes, you can still hear me. But again, at the beginning of a four-week program, we have 11 more minutes before you can call in. And I'm just sharing on post social media. Tweeting out that we have 11 more minutes. So just putting out in the universe that we live on air and have about 10 more minutes. You know, some callers call in that last 2 minutes or so.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and trade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Okay. So self-care strategies are very good for your mental health. And that is the topic on Sundays now. Self-care Sundays. So Fridays, we have a four-week series started regarding mental health. Sunday, which we focus a lot on self-improvement. Self-care Sundays. Where we will talk about things that are very important regarding self-love and other hot topics. So Sunday, of course, we'll kick it off with Michael's friend, Josh Huff, creator of the Transformation Collective. So we will be definitely talking about self-care every Sunday. Mondays, financial and wealth management and other topics, important, motivational, hot entertainment, lifestyle topics. And Winning Wednesday, continue focus on having that winning attitude in love and in life and other breaking news and hot topics. And looking forward to more guests in the near future, authors and business owners and just those that want to talk about what things that we need to put on the forefront and discuss. And also, we're celebrating our 11-year birthday anniversary of Custom Shock Entertainment Reports right here on Blog Talk Radio on March the 21st, the day after spring, which happens to be Michael's birthday. And also tune in. Remember, tune in Sundays, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. COVID-19 and your mental health. This is from the Mayo Clinic. Worries and anxiety about COVID-19 and its impact can be overwhelming. My throat is dry. So, excuse me. Social distancing makes it even more challenging. Learn ways to cope during this pandemic. And again, this is from the Mayo Clinic staff. The COVID-19 pandemic may have brought many changes to how you live your life, and with it, at times, uncertainty altered daily routines, financial pressures, and social isolation. You may worry about getting sick, how long the pandemic will last, whether your job will be affected, and what the future will bring. Information overload, rumors, and misinformation can make your life feel out of control and make it unclear what to do. During the COVID-19 pandemic, you may experience stress, anxiety, fear, sadness, and loneliness. And mental health disorders, including anxiety and depression, can worsen. Surveys show a major increase in the number of U.S. adults who report symptoms of stress, anxiety, depression, and insomnia during the pandemic compared with surveys before the pandemic. Some people increased their use of alcohol or drugs, thinking they can help them cope with their fears about the pandemic. In reality, using these substances can worsen anxiety and depression. People with substance use disorders, notably those addicted to tobacco or opioids, are likely to have worse outcomes if they get COVID-19. That's because these addictions can harm lung function and weaken the immune system, causing chronic conditions such as heart disease and lung disease, which increase the risk of serious complications from COVID-19. For all of these reasons, it is important to learn self-care strategies and get the care you need to help you cope. Care strategies are good for your mental and physical health and can help you take charge of your life. Take care of your body and your mind and connect with others to benefit your mental health. Yes, that is so important. Like I said, I shut down last week. My friend was missing and all, but I shut down because before finding out my friend was missing, I had been adjusting my work-life schedule to be more effective, more productive, sticking to my New Year's resolutions, sticking to resetting my goals to be as successful being as I can, adjusting my sleep schedule. My Avon coach brought it to my attention and talking with my sister, I took a look at my schedule, my sleep schedule and the way I sleep. I sleep very weird, like from 7 to 1 or, you know, I sleep an evening time person and where I'm focusing on eating healthier. You all know last April, my doctor stressed to me and my friends in health and fitness. And those that know me, I've been a health nut and know how to eat. My mother raised us on eating healthy and being in shape. And I know things to do, what to do and how to do things to keep my metabolism. So getting my life balance, my work and life balance in order. And we have to take care of ourselves. Like if you were listening one night, the night I think we were talking about, Spotlight at Whitney Houston. I mentioned to Michael one of my favorite quotes from Diana Ross when Oprah Winfrey asked her, what was the most important thing to her in her life? She stated her health. She said, without my health, without my good health, there is no me. I can't do the things I need to do to take care of myself and take care of my family. And so many of us take care of others way before we take care of ourselves. We put so many ahead of us. I must admit, I bring to Terry's attention, I had put some of his needs and wants and my concerns, put him before my own. Even right before I did the show, asking me, where have you been? I have been resting. That's where I've been. You know, so it's important for us to not allow burnout. Never give up. You know, like some of us say, we might give out, but we won't give up, right? But getting proper rest is very important. Even I was watching Brendan Burchard's latest YouTube video today. What time is it? It's right at midnight. Earlier today. And it was all about self-care, taking care of ourselves, keeping the aliveness within our bodies. But how can we keep our aliveness if we do not have the proper rest and not drained and not burnt out? So to continue this article, care of your body. Be mindful. Mindful living. Be mindful about your physical health. Get enough sleep. Go to bed. Get up at the same times every day. And that's what I've been working on, adjusting my schedule where I wake up. Because you know I used to do the show early in the morning, you know, mainly. And those of you that love the morning shows, we will do morning shows every once in a while. Also, you know, flexibility and all. And afternoon shows, too. But as of now, we're Sunday. In adjusting that schedule, getting used to that schedule, Sunday afternoons and late night during the week. But you can't get enough sleep, go to bed, get up all at the same times each day. Stick close to your typical sleep-wake schedule, even if you're staying at home. And many of us have been working remotely and work at home and have started home-based businesses and so on. So it's very important to wake up, and some people don't get dressed, but it's also good to get dressed also. But participate in regular physical activity. Regular physical activity and exercise can help reduce anxiety and improve your mood. Fun activity includes movements such as dance, exercise, apps, get outside such as a nature trail or your own backyard. But it's good first thing in the morning. Do your morning stretches. And I like to do like basic exercises that I learned in elementary school in PE classes. No joke. Or when teachers would, you know, have us to do our morning stretches. I understand now why teachers encourage us to do those morning stretches, stretch for the sun and touch our toes and do those crazy eights exercises also to wake our bodies up. Eat healthy. I've been working on that, and I'm feeling so much. I feel more energized. Eat healthy. Choose a well-balanced diet. Avoid loading up on junk food and refined sugar. I love sugar. I have been cooking and eating Splenda the past couple weeks. For my cooking, I've been using Splenda. Limit caffeine, as it can aggravate stress, anxiety, and sleep problems. Avoid tobacco, alcohol, and drugs. If you smoke tobacco or if you vape, you're already at a higher risk of lung disease. Because COVID-19 affects the lungs, your risk increases even more. Using alcohol to try to cope can make avoid taking drugs to cope unless your doctor prescribes medications to you. Limit screen time. Excuse me, limit screen time. Turn off electronic devices for some time each day, including 30 to 60 minutes before bedtime. Make a conscious effort to spend less time in front of a screen, television, tablet, computer, and phone. I've been listening to like some of my favorite music, subliminals, you know, and it's been amazing. Relax and recharge. Set aside time for yourself. Even a few minutes of quiet time can be refreshing and help to settle your mind and reduce anxiety. Many people benefit from practices such as deep breathing, Tai Chi, yoga, mindfulness, or meditation. Soak in a bubble bath, listen to music, or read, or listen to a book. Whatever helps you relax. Select a technique that works for you and practice it regularly. Take care of your mind. Reduce stress triggers. Keep your regular routine. Maintaining a regular daily schedule is important to your mental health. In addition to sticking to a regular bedtime routine, keep consistent times for meals, bathing, and getting dressed. Work or study schedules and exercise. Also set aside time for activities you enjoy. This predictability can make you feel more in control. limited exposure to news media, constant news about COVID-19 from all types of media can heighten fears about the disease. Limit social media that may expose you to rumors and false information. Also limit reading, hearing, or watching other news, but keep up to date on national and local recommendations. Look for reliable sources such as the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization. And you all know, you're my witness, that's where I share most of my information directly from the source right here on this podcast. Stay busy. Healthy distractions can get you away from the cycle of negative thoughts that feed anxiety and depression. Enjoy hobbies that you can do at home, such as reading a book, writing a journal, making a